Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Welcome to our favorite part of the show, our mocktail hour, and this is where we roll up our sleeves and test out non-alcoholic beverages and give you our honest thoughts. So whether it's fizzy, fruity, or herbal, or just confusing, sit back, relax, and let us spare you the, ew, that's gross moments, because somebody's got to do the dirty work, and we're happy to take one for the team. So we are going to start with the Phony Negroni by St. Agrestis. And people get this for me when I go to their house as like a non-alcoholic beverage. It's like a pre-made cocktail. I really appreciate it when people do it. And only thing is, I never really had a Negroni when I was drinking, so I don't know how accurate it is. But okay, Kathleen.
So I don't either, because I never had a Negroni either.
Well, what's the difference between a Negroni and an Aperol Spritz?
I don't know. I just made a mess. Just a second. Okay.
Okay.
P.S. It's like 8:30 a.m. as we record this. So,
yeah,
you know, mocktails for breakfast. I like the smell of it.
Okay. I like the color. It's pink, and I love a pink.
Oh, like a that's pink. Good. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. There's like
okay.
Bitter, sweet taste, but I agree. You said before we started recording that you dilute it.
Yeah.
And I would dilute it also, but this is tasty.
Okay. Okay.
Bring me some for Christmas.
Yes, I will. I will bring you
Can we do Negronis on Christmas Eve?
Yeah. I mean, let's try it. We'll try the next one. But yeah,
I am like a fan. I am a fan of this.
Yeah, it feels very sophisticated. So let's try to describe the flavors.
I feel like it tastes a little bit like there's gin in here. There's not. I taste
sure.
like the juniper berry. I taste the juniper berry. It almost tastes like, almost like there would be like a twist of orange or something in there too. What is an actual Negroni?
Yeah. So I actually, when I have this, I will put an orange, like
a slice really?
Of orange peel in it. But I also, well, we'll get into what we pair it with, but.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm looking at what like the actual is. It's gin, yeah. Campari, vermouth, and orange peel. But I really taste like.
What's Campari?
I don't know. I know the bottle to see it in my mind. Gosh, we're really like.
I know. It's a
Our listeners
iconic...
are gonna be like, they know nothing about drinking. How are they?
It is a Italian bitter.
Yes. Okay.
What is the main flavor? It's bitter citrus. Clove and cinnamon. I totally agree. This is bitter citrus.
This is bitter citrus for sure.
Okay. So mouthfeel.
Smooth and a little bit tingly.
Yep. It's, I would say it has like a medium tingle, a medium fizz.
Mm-hmm. Medium fizz for sure. Not overly fizzy. And that's why I'm like, it's smooth with a touch of fizzy. This is like, I think this might be my favorite mocktail yet.
I will say my friends got it for me last New Year's Eve and I really felt like I was drinking something.
Yeah, really, it does feel like it. It does. It does feel like it for sure.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just going to pause and get a different glass.
Okay.
Just a sec.
Map, you like it.
I'll just drink it from the bottle. Are we kidding?
Okay. So when would you drink this? I like it as sort of like a cocktail hour type drink. I don't know if I need to drink it with my meal. I like it as a pre or post dinner, I think. What about you?
Definitely pre-dinner. I would never drink this with a meal.
Okay.
I feel like this is definitely, I can see like a dinner party happening and you're having like mocktails beforehand. This is a lovely option. I think this would be really good for Christmas, to be honest. Maybe it's because I want it for Christmas, but yeah, I think it's definitely a pre-meal situation. Yeah.
I'll just go briefly into, there's 11 grams of added sugar in half of the bottle, and the bottle is 2 servings.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Recommendation 1 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely to recommend this to a friend or family member?
10, definitely a 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm 10 on this one.
Okay. Okay. So next, we're going to try the Amaro Falso, also by St. Agrestis, also another take on an Italian beverage. And okay, are you
open? I am going to try it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Okay, this one is brown and I would say a lot more fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it reminds me of digestive bitters my Swiss grandfather used to drink.
Can you explain that a little bit more? What is that flavor?
Like bitter herbs. Tastes like very herbal. It feels like I'm drinking a tincture.
Okay. I am going to try this with some ginger ale, some Diet Canada Dry. And I'm going to let you know if it improves. So what are, okay, so you're tasting, it's really herby. You're not tasting any citrus. You're not tasting anything floral.
I'm tasting a little bit of citrus, but it's very like heavy on the herbs.
Okay. What do you think about the texture or mouthfeel?
I don't actually think it's fizzier than the Negroni. I think it's the same. Like it's.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't think it's fizzier. I think it's the same. I will say on the third sip, it tastes better to me. It's funny because I just did Google it and it's like, it's an aperitif or a digestive as well.
A digestif? Yeah.
Digestive.
I switched from learning Hindi to French.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, because I took French up until the 12th grade. And I actually can read it and write it.
Yeah. And okay.
Yeah. I feel.
So
yeah.
We should talk French then.
We should. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the 7th lesson. Okay. So I put some Canada Dry in it and it for sure is easier to drink, but that seems like there's no big point to that because it just makes it taste less. It doesn't make it taste good.
Right. I think this is really like an acquired, like it's growing on me. I'm going to say it's growing on me, but I feel like this is a winter drink. Don't you?
Yeah. It's dark.
Looks moody. Kind of like moody. Looks like
a root beer. It seems moody. Another thing to add is these bottles are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They are like conical. And they have like some metallic vibes to them. They're really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, here's the thing. If I was looking for like a digestive, like a digestive drink, like with that herbal taste, I'd say it's quite good actually for that. I am not a fan of that. So I'm going to give it a 7, but I think if you're a fan of it, I think that this is a really strong cocktail, mocktail. Like, it's a very good one, but it's not something I would drink.
It is head to head. It is way less bitter than the Negroni. Mm-hmm. You think? So that if you're looking for if you're not into the bitter, but you want something complex, then I can see enjoying this. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's someone that you think would like this? Like, would your mom like this?
My grandfather would have liked this, rest in peace. He would have liked this for sure. Like, again, it feels really like a digestive bitter, yeah, like to have after a meal. I don't know if anyone in my life would like this, but
they both also have a very strong aftertaste.
Yes.
Yes. I can taste both of them, mm-hmm, right now.
Mm-hmm. I really, I just took another sip of the Negroni and it really does taste like gin. It's kind of bit of a mind warp for me because I haven't had gin in a very, very long time. And I'm seeing clients today, so I'm going to have to definitely brush my teeth after I finish this.
I'll say, I don't love beverages that mimic alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah.
And for some reason, I do really like this, even though I know it tastes a bit like gin. I don't find this one triggering, but it really is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm. Was okay. Gin your drink, though? Because gin was my drink.
Oh, no. I almost never drank gin.
Gin and tonic was my thing.
Yeah. I mean, I would, had I been a gin drinker and I sipped this, I would have asked somebody, is there alcohol in here?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. 100%. I would, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So head to head, definitely the phony Negroni.
Yes.
Definitely a pre-dinner cocktail hour appetizers, cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Charcuterie.
See, I think it's after dinner drink.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Just me.
And the Amaro Falso.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking here. Amaro is an Italian herbal liqueur that is commonly consumed after dinner as an after dinner digestif.
It's an after breakfast digestif right now. Okay. Well, I think that I will say I love this company. I hope they come out. I think they have one more beverage that I will order. So I will order maybe more Negronis and whatever else they have. And we will skip the Amaro Falso because our group will probably not go for it.
So true. Well, thank you all for listening to Sisters in Sobriety. And we will see you next week.
This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.